Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final hour of the program, the home stretch, as we call it, fourth and final hour of Frankly Speaking Radio here for this Monday night / Tuesday morning edition of the program. It is Tuesday, March 20th, 2007. I believe this is the four-year anniversary now of the Iraq War. Very convenient we'd be discussing all this. And it is about 2 a.m., right on the nose here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're here with us. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online, republicbroadcasting.org or franklyspeakingradio.com. Glad you all are here. And again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Quick assessment here of my thoughts on the film, 300. It was shot like a comic book, and I like that. I thought it was visually very, very impressive. I think when you're looking at movies that can move you, movies that that make you feel something, in particular about freedom and fighting for something worthwhile, I think this movie, I think it beats almost every other one I've ever seen, except for, you know, things that are like Saving Private Ryan and whatnot, which I just thought was a fantastic film about, you know, World War II and whatnot. But again, I think this beats The Patriot hands down, personally. In my opinion, it's just a better film. It's better. It's done better. It builds to something climactic. It actually has a point. Yeah, I put it on par with Braveheart, which I loved Braveheart. But here's what I gathered about the whole thing. Okay, I gathered that, you know, this is just negating some of the impressions of some of the analyses we've heard of before about the political overtones of this film. I did not see this as any, in way, shape, or form, validating the Bush administration. Here in this country, ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America in 2007, we have an administration filled with what? Warriors? Kings? No. Cowards, politicians, slimy, deceptive idiots, for the most part, who are in it to line their own pockets and not to do anything good for their constituents, meaning the people. Okay? That is not... There is no way to compare the Spartan society and the American society. It's not happening. Now you could say, well, the Spartan society is sort of glamorized in order to say when we get to this military dictatorship, this is going to be a glorious thing for you to go and die for the state, for you to live for the state. Was it a military dictatorship? Absolutely, it was. Is it glorified in this film? I don't think so. Maybe it's just me. But I certainly wouldn't watch this movie and go, yeah, put me in a police state. Yeah, I want a military dictatorship now. I want to run around in leather Speedos and a red cape and a cool helmet with a sword. No, I didn't take that away from it at all. If anything, I think you could see in this film a cautionary tale against eugenics. Here you've got the society that lifts up perfection or people who are deemed to be worthy of continuing in survival. And then you've got this hunchbacked character who apparently was deformed and would have been killed as a baby if his parents had not run away, but they did run away, and this guy wants to join the army, and he's not allowed to join the army. Leonidas tells him, I can't use you, not because he's deformed, but because he just physically can't lift his shield. So, you know, again, cautionary tale. That's the guy that betrays the Spartans in the film, and it just goes on and on. I hope I'm not spoiling any of this for you, but hopefully you know enough about it to, you just got to see it. It's an amazing film. I think the most important point of the movie that I took away from it is that there's one reason for war. There's one reason for death and destruction and horrific bloodletting and loss of lives, and that is for one thing, self-defense. The Persian army was marching on Greece. The Spartans rose to the challenge, and the Athenians as well, and all the other people who helped them out. And it did serve to unify Greece at some point, and it did serve to build, I guess, foundational elements for democracy and whatnot. But again, our president, who, again, you want to call him President Leonidas or something, is not anything like this Greek hero, not in any capacity whatsoever. We have preemptive wars. We're not in any danger, but let's go fly halfway across the world and blow up some innocent people, because that'll teach them not to even think about harming us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We'll take open lines. If you want to comment on the movie, feel free. If you want to comment on other movies, feel free as well. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So again, finish my thought there about the movie 300. I think that movie highlights some important things, and here's what they are. That again, if you're going to fight and die for something, it should be, well, there are a lot of things worth living for. There are some things worth dying for. And it takes somebody that's truly strong in character and integrity and fortitude, independent of the tainting of politics and money and all that stuff, to be able to understand all of those things, contextualize them together, and decide what is worth fighting for. You can never make a comparison between a character in a film based on a comic book, based on historical accounts that are varied and whatnot, to our president. No way at all, ever. Completely different guy. The politicians in that film are deemed to be corrupt and afraid and easily bought off. So I don't understand any comparisons whatsoever. But I do think that it is a wonderful film for what it is. And if you're going to use that film to highlight war, to highlight our current situation, use it when America is invaded, when there is an army approaching America. And will it happen? Probably. And where will you be in that circumstance? Question I pose to you. Okay, moving on. 800-313-9443. Davis in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Are you there?
I am here, my friend. Pleasure to hear from you.
Well, been listening. Listen every night. Just hadn't called.
Well, you're very kind. And I have a package waiting for you, but I haven't been to the post office yet.
Bless you.
Yeah, for my laziness.
I've been down in the post office standing by my box for...
Oh, now I feel bad.
They serve lunch there, so it's okay. Postmaster's a good friend. He shares his lunch.
Oh, no. Now I feel really bad. When you're not listening to the show, you're waiting by the post office.
There you go.
What a jerk I am. go ahead.
Well, your professor from California, it seems he's having a problem assimilating into American culture. He still wishes to be an Iranian or a Persian. So, have him pack his bags and go back home? Not a problem for me.
Bravo. Well said.
Have him pack his bags.
Well said.
Now, was he offended? I don't. Probably not. Not really.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to tell you, after considerable consideration and listening and deep thought, I've come up with this. I don't care if he was offended, period.
Right on.
I don't care. These folks are going to keep it up and keep it up and keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get some reaction here in America. People will finally get tired.
Yeah.
Of this, and then there'll be a backlash against people, and I hate it, but it's probably going to happen.
Yeah, and it's facilitating himself. I mean, he makes the argument that people are going to equate Iranians with Persians, right, and therefore, launch war. But he calls himself a Persian immigrant.
Well,
so, I mean, he's making the connection.
There you go. It couldn't have been about the Persian army. There's no way. Anybody could compare that with the army of today. Those guys showed up and fought the Spartans. The guys we're fighting leave bombs beside the road, kill kids and women in the middle of the night.
Right on. I mean, what is the big declaration that recently came out of Iran about all of their hundreds of thousands of martyrs and potential suicide bombers who will go out there and die for the
sure.
the state? That you're exactly right, brother. Well said.
Yeah, I'm not worried about them. Any army that stands around and shoots their rounds into the air for no good reason, I can't take them too serious as a military force.
Right on.
I can't take them. Talk about politicians being sleazy, and I'm sure the last couple of weeks you watched the thing on Walter Reed Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You've watched the politicians, senators, wherever they're from, wag their mm-hmm. fingers at generals and other people. They're the ones that cut the VA budget and the budget for these hospitals.
Well,
they do it a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First place they go, if we need to send some extra money to the Palestinians to promote hatred towards us, first place they go is the Veterans Administration to cut money. Very first place. They never fail. I could document it, no problem.
Yeah.
They've done it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are. The movie, I wasn't going to see it, but now I am.
Oh, you're going to love it, brother. You really, really will. I mean, I thought it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And like I said, it trumped almost every freedom-based movie I've ever seen.
Right. So. I've also noticed, Frank, that the Islamists now have public relations people, although they're not called PR people.
Right.
Hitting all the news, major newscasts, even Fox has had a couple. Telling us that they're not bad guys.
Yes.
They're misunderstood. You know. So.
I'm sure some of them are. I mean, I'll be honest with you, and I'm sure you're the same way. I don't like to be lumped together with our politicians and our representatives. I hate that because I don't think they're representative of us at all. Not only are they not in touch with the people, they're nothing like us in their lifestyles. They've all been privileged. They've all been wealthy. They have no concept what it's like to live in Arkansas or North Carolina, in the places that we live. I'm not saying that we're poor or anything, but, you know, the point is that we don't live in mansions.
No.
And we talk about Al Gore with his $8,000 electric bill every month. I mean, what?
And his
it's
zinc,
a third of my salary.
Zinc mine over in Tennessee, about 50 miles from here. And let me tell you something. He didn't carry the vote over there. when he ran.
Yeah.
John Edwards didn't carry the vote here, even though he's not from North Carolina. He pretends to be.
Right.
John is an ambulance chaser. That's all he's basically ever.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's what he's all about.
Yeah, well, so many of these politicians are. I mean, think about it. Hillary Clinton, you know, everybody's like, oh, yeah, she's from Arkansas. What happened when she got out of the White House? She ran to New York. She's no New Yorker.
Nope.
Not even close.
Not from
It's just one thing after the other after the other. It's all about posturing and pandering, and I'm sure that Hillary will, of course, reach out to her southern roots as 2008 approaches. But, of course, she will not be well-received here, I would imagine. But that's just my take on it. But, you know, it's interesting you mentioned about the VA and things like that. I mean, this is stuff that we've all known for a while now. It's finally making headlines in the mainstream, which is good. I hope they do make some changes. But, you know, my father served for almost 28 years, I think it was, and he got tired of Bill Clinton. He just got out of it. He can't even get his teeth cleaned. His benefits have been cut so bad. 28 years. He can't go to the dentist for free. Nothing.
Unless he's over 100%, most of that stuff's going. I'm fortunate. I'm over 100%. And I will tell you, I attend the VA hospital at Asheville, North Carolina, southeast of me. But I will tell you, they take real good care of me.
Good.
If I'm the only one, then I'm the only one, but they do.
Well, that's good to hear.
And
that
I,
makes me happy.
Clean places, clean as a pin. Shiny clean.
Wonderful.
So they're not having a problem over there. I can't speak for any of the rest of them, but I've been treated very well. Very well.
That's good.
And a lot of people are going to bitch and complain no matter what.
Yep.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
If there were streets for lime and gold, there'd be a complaint, you know. It's not shiny enough.
Somebody's stealing the street.
I know it.
Yeah, you're right on that.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Definitely going to see the movie now.
Yeah.
Wasn't, but I am now.
Mm-hmm.
This guy in California is having some real mental problems.
Yeah. And I mean, he's offended by everything.
The doctor, but he's childlike in his approach and his opinion. He's childlike.
Mm-hmm.
For 6 years old, give me my ball. Play by my rules or I'm going to take my ball.
That's right. Uh-huh. And again, I think it's amazing. I mean, Hollywood is obviously distinctly American.
Right.
And for the most part, you know, when people see movies, they equate it with Americans and whatnot. And that's fine. I don't care. But the point is to think that we are just so easily influenced. And again, look, if you live in Iran, maybe you don't understand. But folks, anybody listening abroad, and maybe you experience the same sort of thing, maybe you don't, you need to understand what an incredible deluge of entertainment options are available for Americans.
That's correct.
You know, the internet has films, it has videos, it has home videos, it has music, it has things you can read, there are ebooks. That's just on the internet, let alone websites and everything else. Then there's radio, all sorts of different genres of radio, all sorts of different broadcasts available. Then there's television, hundreds of channels showing hundreds of different things. Then there's film, and it goes on and on and on. The idea that one thing is going to shape all of our perceptions is just preposterous.
Right. They don't have those things, and people in other countries, first-hand experience, do equate us with movie characters, and we're not like that.
Yeah.
If they only knew, their opinions would be much different, I would think. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's all about generalizations and perception. I mean, if I saw a movie about Iranian extremists blowing something up, you know what I'd say? It's a movie. That's all I would say. I wouldn't say, yeah, everybody in Iran is like that.
Well, what happened, was it 1979 when they took the embassy staff prisoner?
I believe it was.
Okay. Well,
I was four at the time, but I believe it was.
The professor obviously has forgotten that.
Yeah.
I was a bunch more than four when that happened.
Mm.
I'm a bunch more than four now, a whole bunch. It has... a lot of my opinions come from the old ways of doing things, and I think I'm right. I don't tend to see a lot of gray area. Mm-hmm. I tend to see a lot of black and white.
Sure.
It's real or is not real.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see things. This professor, it's amazing to me that a guy could have a doctorate.
Yeah.
He teaches in a school.
In America. Teaches Americans predominantly, I'm sure, on ancient history, and then has so many obvious exaggerations, errors, and inflammatory statements about what he deems to be a movie historically inaccurate, yet some of his comments are historically inaccurate, and then goes on to say he's not even peeved about the historical inaccuracies. Hold on a second, Davis. Folks, back in three. Stay with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Taking your calls, 800-313-9443. I was just talking to Thomas there, who's trying to convince me to go in the theater and bootleg the film for him. I would never do that. It's against the law. I said that on the record here. But I would imagine, folks, if you're interested and you do have internet access, you could probably go to YouTube and find the trailer, lengthy trailer that's probably like 3 minutes or something. Anyway, they didn't want it. It was quote-unquote accidentally leaked. Because it has nudity, and yes, the film has nudity. It's rated R. It's like the largest R opening for a movie in March in history. But this is a movie that
I would not tell you to go bootleg a movie.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
I know you would never
tell me to bootleg the movie.
You know the feds are going to kick my door in tomorrow morning.
Well, good thing your name's not really Thomas, is it, Marcus?
Good. There it goes.
Here they come.
Banging on my door.
I hear the boots as we speak. And I would say this too, Davis, that, you know, just because it was addressed in the film, this is a lot of women are flocking to this movie because this does not portray women as weak. It's actually very empowering for the females as well. And You know, it's just a fantastic movie. Anyway, I loved it. I'll probably go see it again. And if you are some, one of those people, and I've always been like this too, I'll just see it when it comes out on DVD. It's phenomenal in theaters. I wouldn't want to cheapen the experience by seeing it on the small screen first. But anywho, go ahead, my friend.
Well, I always apply the Gates test to situations like this.
Bill Gates? Robert Gates?
Just the Gates, like a garden gate.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't see a lot of Americans tearing down the gates to Iran trying to get in. America is jumping the border with Mexico trying to get in. In fact, I don't see Americans going anywhere. It's other people coming from other areas, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm an immigrant, several generations removed. I'm Irish. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. No problem.
Irish?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So.
Me too.
And they're always with us, the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
The world may pass away, but the Irish will be here.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I love when people talk about discrimination and whatnot, because I think the Irish have taken a beating for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years more than just about anybody else. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I think your opinion is correct based on some stuff my grandfather told me and mm-hmm. of that nature. These people wanted to come here and they want to live, and they need to accept our ways of life.
Mm-hmm.
I resent someone telling me you're second rate because you're Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I really resent that.
Sure.
And they don't have that right. So I guess I'm a nationalist more than I am anything else.
Yeah.
I don't know how this whole thing is going to shake out with Iran. I hope we don't attack them, but mm-hmm. we may.
Yeah.
It's my personal opinion that it would probably be a mistake unless he truly provocated.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to war, Sun Tzu, okay, great Chinese general,
mm-hmm.
everybody still reads his book. I've read it. When you go to war, you go to war. We don't go and win hearts and minds. Go to war to get it over with.
That's right.
And if you're not going to do that, don't go.
That's right. Anybody like yourself who has seen combat, and I know we got a lot of vets out there listening to the show, my immense respect to all of you, but all of you who have been there, done that, seen combat, experienced it, it's not fun. It's not glorious. It's not a wonderful, fun experience. It's not anything to cheer about and reminisce about. You don't see vets get together and go, "Remember when that kid blew up? That was great."
No, you don't.
Does not happen.
Marines don't pray for war.
No.
They're prepared for it. We do not pray for war. Nobody in their right mind would ever want to attend a war.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing romantic about it. There's nothing uplifting about it. There's nothing good about it. I have never attended a good one. Okay?
Yeah.
And I don't ever intend to go to another one unless they cross the county line up here. Then we're going to have a problem.
Right on, brother.
But anyway, it was good talking to you. I'm listening always, Frank. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you and your family.
God bless you and yours. Fantastic. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye.
You know, it's folks like Davis out there, you know, that, you know, when you see movies and you see stuff like that, like in 300, and you see these amazing people who just are sacrificing things. And again, it's a movie. It's all it is. But it does remind you of, you know, our own history here in America. And not to say, yeah, we need to get them there, Persians. I'm not Greek, and I'm not holding a 2,500-year-old grudge. But what I'm saying here, in essence, is that we have heroes. Okay, in our society, we don't need Hollywood to create them. Plain and simple. And if the good doctor there from California doesn't get that, he never will. Let's go to Bart in Missouri. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Thanks for the call.
I was expecting a break before I got on, but it just happened I was watching a TV set last Saturday night where I saw Siskel and Robert or...
whoever they are.
Yeah. They gave the clip, they gave the movie about 2.5 minutes, and one of them said yes, and one of them said no.
Mm-hmm.
But by the thing they showed, I would have given the movie 2 thumbs down.
Really?
But it happened that on another TV, like 2 weeks before, I saw the trailer, and I thought to myself, boy, that's the movie I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to hear more about what they showed, you know, both times, if you'll hang on with me here through this
I'd
break.
Love to.
All right, sounds good. Folks, please stay with us. A a fun little program here this evening. We spent about 2 hours reviewing a movie, and I don't know. I think that there's so much. Like I said, everything's interconnected, folks. There's nothing wrong with talking about a movie that's going to influence people. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale. Glad you're here. Got about 25 minutes left in the program. You're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And back to Bart in Missouri. Welcome back, sir.
Sir. Well, both the doctor and you are selling a lot more tickets.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I wish I was getting a cut of it. But I love to be entertained when there's a purpose to it, when there's a message, when it's done really well, which is why I don't watch reality TV, and I'm for the most part, I don't watch television at all, because it's all crap. Same thing with music these days. My goodness. Yeah, it's most of it is just all crap, so I'm just looking for anything, and I love books, and I grew up loving comic books. I grew up wanting to become a comic book artist when I grew up, and then I realized, man, I'd have to work on somebody else's time frame, so forget that. So, you know, things like this, I mean, they're appealing to me, and I went to see it because it looked really cool, and then I just walked away loving it. But that's just my opinion.
In your closing remarks at the last half hour, now I want to go to a theater and see it, and I haven't been to a theater in years.
Really?
Yeah. And I hate TV.
Yeah.
But I just happened to see the Siskel Robert and the trailer. And then now look. In 2 weeks now, it's going to be Passover. Maybe they release this movie. By the way, is it being seen worldwide and subtitled or whatever?
To my knowledge, it is. It's number one in every foreign market that it's opened in. And here's what it says. It's an IMAX theater film as well, so if you have IMAX theaters, it might be worth going to see.
Oh, gosh.
But it's in 13 foreign territories, including... Asian markets, South Korea, showing there, you know, any other thing like that.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, it probably will go global. It'll probably be huge. And like I said, it made $70.9 million its first weekend. It only cost $60 million to make. So.
That's craziness.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So you saw the Ebert and Roper thing, and what was that clip predominantly about?
You couldn't even interpret it.
Really?
No.
Just a bizarre segment that needs context and didn't have any.
At least in the trailer on the other TV set, I saw there was these 100,000 arrows flying up through the air.
Yes.
They weren't even nice enough to talk about that. Well, that's ABC for you, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
I only get one channel if I watch TV.
Oh, yeah? No, you're not missing much, to be honest with you there.
That's why I only get one channel. But the cool part for me is I've got this grand old television set made in Missouri in 1978.
Ah,
Springfield. It's all full of all American parts.
Nice.
Still works somehow.
Is it one of those giant floor console sets?
Well, you know, it's like a piece of furniture.
I love those things. Those things were great. I remember as a kid just laying on the floor with a pillow, just like inches from the screen in the hole. You're going to go blind if you keep doing that. And I'm like,
I know, but I remember those images that I saw. It's almost like having phosphenes.
Yeah. Well,
one more thing.
Yes, sir.
About movies, I'm just going to switch gears a little bit. This movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, I haven't seen it either, but I've heard that people stood to standing ovations when they watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard
that as well.
Well, have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got it. I've got a copy of that.
Well,
I could probably get you one if you're interested.
No. Thank you, sir.
Okay. It's really good. I mean, I think for the most part, it's very well done, first of all. It moves at a good pace. It's got a lot of really good, you know, again, I'm sure at this point in your life you've seen some very, very shoddily done documentaries, probably some that are talked about with reverence and awe, but still done in a very Mickey Mouse fashion. And then you've probably seen some spectacular ones. This one is done really well. It's got great graphics. It's got great elements. It's fast-paced.
It will come to a theater near me soon.
I doubt it, but...
maybe it already is, and I don't know it. But
it's possible. It is out on DVD, though, and that's where I saw it.
It already is?
Oh, yeah. It's been out for months on DVD.
Oh, see? I'm in the Stone Ages. I don't know about computers. I don't know about...
I think if you contact RBN during business hours, they could probably get you a copy somehow, sell you a copy. I don't know what exactly happens. If not, they could point you in the direction of some people.
I'll put it on my list of things to look for.
Okay. It used to be on, I think they had the full thing on online at some point as well, but if you don't have a computer, never mind. But, like I said, most of it is probably nothing you don't already know. But it's a good way to sort of educate people about things that maybe they've never heard. You just say, here, watch this and tell me what you think, which I've done before, too.
It's crazy how you told us that it's based on a comic book to start with.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. So here they're all upset about it. It's like it's been out for 8 years in a comic book form, and now all of a sudden everybody's upset.
Yeah. So was Superman based on a comic book. And now there's a movie I saw on another TV last night, Smallville, you know.
Yes.
About where Superman grows up.
That's right. That show's actually been on for about 6 years now.
Wow. Yeah. I just saw the first ad for it last night.
It's a decent show. I mean, I caught the first couple of episodes in the first season because I don't watch a lot of stuff, but I do try to have a pretty basic understanding of what's going on in the pop culture just to kind of gauge the overall effect of what's happening. Like American Idol, I've never watched an episode of American Idol, but I could tell you a lot about it because of what I've read and what I've heard.
I can't tell you much about it at all because
it's not worth it. But
I hate the whole idea of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, me too. As a musician myself, it's completely offensive to me that you've got these people out there who are being judged not only on their skill in singing, but not on their skill in songwriting, on their skill as musicians, and certainly being judged by their appearance more than anything else.
Yeah, and they're all covering other people's songs.
Absolutely.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I could steal that show if I had a chance.
There you go.
But, you know.
Steal it.
I don't want to go there.
Steal it and bury it somewhere where it will never be found.
Well, maybe by the grace of God go I.
Amen.
And all of us.
Amen.
It's always nice to speak with you.
Vice versa, my friend. I appreciate the call.
I love you, too.
All right. Take care. I hope you he gets a chance to see that, because I think it's a good movie. But again, you know, don't take my word for it. And let me tell you this, folks. I'm going to go ahead and throw a disclaimer out here to all of you. If you go see the film and you hate it, I'm not giving your $8 back. So spend it wisely. Keith in Louisiana, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, it's not like we got cut off there.
That's just the sound of being put onto the airwaves.
I want to touch a point. This Davis brought up a point that I was going to work on, but I got a little more expansion on it.
Please.
It's what concerns me, and really, I guess, it's concerned me for quite a few decades, is the way the Department of Integration, or INS as it's called now, lets these people come in. And my understanding of the Constitution is they're supposed to become Americans, and it doesn't matter where they're from. Once you're here and an American, you're an American.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of bringing up stuff from 2,500 years ago?
Well said. Well said.
And that brings me to another point. The racism issue. You know, I consider us all human beings, and it's each culture itself that brings on the racism by saying, I'm this.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically you're a human, and that's all you really are. In God's eyes, that's all you are.
Sure.
And to bring up any other segment of it is vanity, and therefore you're totally in the wrong in every respect, and you bring on the racism yourself, so it's your fault for bringing it up.
I think that's a very valid point, but I will sort of interject this as a sort of a contrarian point. I think it's important to know where you came from. You know, I think I am a person who has done a lot of studying and research into my genealogy, family history, because again, you know, these are my ancestors. These are my family members. These are people who, you know, came over on rickety boats from Ireland, you know, in the middle of a potato famine, you know, so that way we could have a better start here. These are people who went through, you know, turnstiles and long lines at Ellis Island that would put Disney World to shame on a hot summer day. I mean, they went through some stuff, and there are lots of people who went through other stuff. So I think it is important to know where you are. But again, you know, and people would say, are you an American? Are you a Christian? How do you define yourself? And I test people like that sometimes. I'll say, define yourself in one word. And guess what? Most people will try. And you know what my response is? I can't. I will not be defined by one thing. I will not be defined as an American or a Christian or an Irish blooded American or anything like that, or white or young or whatever. I refuse to be pigeonholed. I am absolutely uncategorizable, and it drives people nuts because I won't play into that game. So I agree with you.
I understand that point in totally.
Yeah, yeah.
The pride is going overboard because,
oh, yeah,
you know, as a man of God yourself, you know, the pride of your humanity is not a very good
Amen.
Thing to hold up.
Well said.
I myself, I'm a fourth generation Irish and Native American. And I don't know how many generations of my mother's side from England, but it goes back to 1600. So,
wow.
So I know my roots, too. And,
good for you.
You know, I understand that. That's good, all said and done. And the thing about the present-day Iranians, to me, is kind of a – it looks like to me they'd be endangering themselves because, you know, about 1,200 to 1,400 years ago, the Islams had their – swords to their throats because they were infidels of that time, being idol worshippers and all that, when the Islamic people were conquering Asia Minor. The Persians at that time were idol worshippers and in fact influenced by Greek and Rome on top of that.
Yeah.
And they were the infidels of that time. And Islamic people were slaughtering them because, you know, is either die or convert. Looks like to me the other Islamic nations would be kind of peeved at them for bringing up the old Persian stuff since that.
Yeah. Not to mention, you're talking about a Persian empire, which obviously spanned the boundaries of more than just Iran.
Oh, yeah. It went across some of the Arabic countries.
Oh, yeah.
And
all
into
over.
Turkey.
Sure.
You know, Egypt. So to me, it just seems like they're just, it's much ado about nothing because, in fact, they maybe even want to use this as a focal point to kind of present their side of things and make us look bad is what they think. I think they're trying to really do.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Have you seen The Patriot?
Oh, yes. I'm a big movie freak, too. And believe me, I seen the first day the trailer came out on 300, and I know I want to see it. Whether it's historically accurate, I love historical pieces.
Yes. There's a lot of elements.
Behind them anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of elements. You know, they're stylized, but for the most part, it's based on as the good doctor there from California, an expert in ancient history, will tell you, it's based on four separate, independent, ancient manuscripts. Their analysis of the events. But he's upset because the dialogue is put in the wrong place. But it's still the dialogue. So who cares what he thinks? But what I'm getting at here, you probably made the connection as well then, as most people out there did, when you watch The Patriot, and then you start hearing all the things Bush is saying, and he's quoting from the movie. He's not sourcing the movie. He's not giving credit from the movie. But all this stay the course thing, stay the course. I mean, how many times was that said in The Patriot, and how many times has Bush said it in the last couple of years, and how many times is he trying to back away from that? So it's all about trying. This is a movie, and anything that's pop culture is going to try to be hijacked by politicians. We have to understand that. And the best way to understand that, brother, is to go see the movies.
Yeah, the politicians, they're pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
And they actually take away from the true Americans, our soldiers, who I think should be getting their salaries.
Amen. Amen. And their benefits.
And the politicians getting theirs.
That's right. I love that. I think that's a great idea.
And but hey, one little funny point. Maybe Cheney could perform, because after all, he did shoot an acquaintance during a hunting trip.
Yeah. But you don't want to see
a little more military in him.
Yeah, but you don't want to see him in a leather Speedo. I guarantee you that.
Oh my God! don't even. Now I'm going to have to go cleanse my mind.
I have that effect on people. Thank
but
you.
I'm a big fan of the movies, and I would recommend, just from the trailers, I'd recommend 300. Also based on the fact that Frank Miller's Sin City was the first movie formatted this way, and
yes,
it was awesome, too, although the subject matter is not as endearing.
Yes.
But
I thought it was very, yeah, absolutely. It was a stunning film.
Was awesome. It just really was. And I was looking forward to this. I said, I can't believe they're going to have a epic historic battle done in the Frank Miller format. I'm waiting for my nephew to get back from offshore. We're going to go see it.
You'll love it. And I expect to hear from you what you think.
Oh, I will. And appreciate the time again. And God bless you.
Thank you, sir. You too.
And enjoy the show again tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
He's right, though. If you think about this film, 300, and again, I should say this, they're not advertising, they're not sponsoring the show. I just thought it was a good film. And there's so much political commentary all over the planet about this film. I felt the need to address it here this evening. And again, you see it or don't see it, I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me. But it is intriguing what Keith mentioned there, that this is shot up against a green screen in this new technology. Only several films have really utilized this. Some have utilized, obviously, some green screen technology, but for this one, for the most part, almost the whole thing is computer generated, but it's very well done. Now, the thing that's cool about this in terms of Hollywood is that there's no Tom Cruise in this movie getting $200 million and being a big old pansy. You know, this is relatively unknown. Some of the actors and actresses in the movie I recognize because I am a big fan of movies, but for the most part, they kept the budget down to $60 million. So what does that mean? It means they've already made their money back, obviously, and all the other things. Just in the first weekend, the first 2 days it was released, they made their money back. So what does that mean? In my mind, it means that they can now make movies for less money, charging, with actors who aren't necessarily big, huge names. That opens up the door for a lot of people. It opens up the door for new directors, new producers, new actors and actresses. It opens up the door for lower cost movies, which should translate, but probably won't, to lower cost tickets. So in essence, there's another aspect of the movie that I think is very intriguing. Anywho, 800-313-9443. Michael in Missouri, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Great. I hear you're talking about some movies, and I had an interesting experience once in terms of watching a movie. I was on a tour bus in eastern Turkey.
Oh.
And with a bus full of Muslim people, and oddly enough, they have a television monitor there on the bus, and as we're riding across to eastern Turkey, we're watching a film. It's a Hollywood film, U.S., and all our soldiers are running around with the U.S. flag patched on their, on their uniform, and they're just blowing away the Arabs.
I bet you felt comfortable.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of turning around in their seat and glaring at you.
Well, everybody was pretty, thank God everybody was pretty cool about it, but man, did I feel nervous.
I'll bet. Jeez. Do you remember what the movie was?
No, there's an actor, though. He's pretty popular, and I'm sorry to say I don't remember him, but he's a guy that I'm sure if half the folks out there could see his face, he'd be well known. I'm trying to remember, but yeah, it was a thing where there was a wedding going on, and it was, that kind of thing. And anyway, they had to American forces had to bust up in there for some reason. And anyway, it was just, but I've got to ask about, Hollywood. And there's another weird thing. I'm actually out of the country right now. I went into a fast food place the other day, and they have Arabic television playing. And when I speak with my family about things that go on outside the country, they don't realize that folks are seeing the other side of things,
Sure, absolutely. Hold on a second. Quick break, folks. We'll be back in three. We'll wrap up with the phone calls, wrap up with the big show. And I think Michael's talking about something very important, which is why when we pull our news, for the most part, anybody's ever listened, you hear stuff from every country around who's got something comparable to that, on topic. So, it is important to diversify your information. Stay with us. Back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. It's been a fast-moving and very entertaining for me 4 hours, and we conclude here with as many phone calls as we can get in. Let's get back to Michael in Missouri, who I believe you said you're not in Missouri right now.
Right, right. Okay. I'm traveling abroad now. I'm actually down in Panama, and this is where I saw the look like Arabic writing. I'm quite certain I've seen a lot of it here and there. And I was kind of shocked because it's a Latin country, you know, Spanish-speaking. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely getting not only that, but probably a little Chavez here and there.
Very interesting.
So, yes, and I wanted to mention that one movie in particular that really touched me, and I wanted to say that to Mel Gibson, I think, is the guy that put this out. It's called Apocalypto, or at least that's what they called it down here.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, I really, really recommend it. And, you know, as I watched this movie with my wife, I told her that I believe Mel is telling us a very, very important message. And oddly enough, I found an article, and I believe it's one of the most important articles as an American I've ever read in my whole life. And it's by the Chinese, and it's called War Is Not Far From Us, and is the midwife of a Chinese century. And the subtitle is, Leading CCP Official Argues for Exterminating U.S. Population. And it's it's August 8th, 2005, in the Epic Times, or the Epic Times International. And I read this article, and it made me, you know, when I watched this movie, it just, there's a message there, and it's too long to get into here, of course. Wow. But I mean, it's such an important message that, you know, it's a movie. The movie Apocalypto is about basically slavery and war, and I think Mel was as you say trying to give us a message, but doing it in an entertaining way, and I think he did a great job.
Wow.
And but I think a lot more people need to be thinking about maybe. What's in this article, and that is that I think secretly, maybe not so secretly, that while China appears to be building up to attack Taiwan, and even there's some mainstream press articles about the concern that the current administration has in America about that, it's actually in preparation for us, for America. So it's an interesting... Yeah, it's an interesting article on that, and with the understanding of how these people think, I think would help us a lot more to understand it. I think certainly Islam, extreme Islam, is something that we may have to be concerned about, but I think the bigger picture is actually the CCP from China, obviously. I just think that, if folks had that in mind, they might be more pro-gun rights.
Right on.
A stronger reason for not just the average terrorist, but in fact maybe a whole nation of people that are going to be hungry when those ocean levels start rising because of global warming they lose their rice fields. Yeah,
that's true.
So anyway, it's a great movie. I recommend it to you. And
thank you.
It's been a nice hearing about this other one. I think it's kind of comical what the Persian guy was saying.
Yeah, the Persian. I am a Persian immigrant. No, you're not. I've seen a picture of you. You're not that old, pal. Well, excellent stuff. Michael, I appreciate that. I'm going to try to look for that article, but if you have Internet access at all, I would love it if you could forward that on to me or to my webmaster at the website, if you can find an online version of it, because I'm going to dig for it too, but if you could find it, that would be great.
Sure, I'll find that and send that over to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. God bless. Travel safe, and fantastic information. Folks, we are out of time here this evening. I apologize, but don't worry. We've got a whole week of programs, and I'll make time every night for you guys to call in with your opinions and whatnot, as always. But again, folks, I'm in favor of a big military. I'm in favor of a strong military. I'm in favor of a well-paid and well-maintained military on U.S. soil. Do I think there'll be an invasion someday? Yeah, I do, and our guys better be here for us. And if they're not, question is, where will you be? And it's sort of the question I posed earlier. But think on that. We'll see you in 20 hours.